Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Soul in the City, where we teach, encourage, and empower to make you think higher. This is Tabitha, your co-host, and today we're going to talk about tapping into the God within you through the Holy Spirit. Now we're going to listen to Donnie McClurkin speak to my heart. Enjoy.
I won't go alone.
Then I'll never go alone to you.
I hope you enjoyed Speak to My Heart by Donnie McClurkin. I sure did. We're going to get started with tapping into the God within you through the Holy Spirit. For the large majority of Christians, the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost is the third divine person of the Holy Trinity, manifested as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, each person itself being God. As baptism, we receive seven special gifts for the Holy Spirit. These gifts are freely given to us to help us. And some of these gifts are one is wisdom, two is understanding, three is counsel, four is knowledge, five is fortitude, six, piety or reverence, seven, fear of the Lord. And so with these holy gifts, the followers of Jesus to build up the body of Christ, the church, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are sealed and strengthened within us at confirmation. These seven gifts help us to respond to the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, to make good choices, and to serve God and others. So, Linda, how do you tap into your God within?
Well, for me, tapping into, like we said, the God power within through the Holy Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit is the essence of God within us, the essence of his power, the essence of his wisdom, the essence of his might and creativity. So that power is in us through the Holy Spirit. And so when I say tap into your God power, what I'm saying is that, you know, we have this power through the Spirit of God that lays in us, that we have all those gifts that God had, you know, even the gifts of joy and peace and long-suffering, those other gifts that are divinely filled to us through the Holy Spirit, but also the power, the creativity, the originality, all of these gifts are inside of us too. And as Tabitha just talked about the Holy Spirit, and I kind of wanted to go over some things too about the Holy Spirit. You know, like the Holy Spirit is really a person. It's the third person in the Trinity, just like Tabitha said. The Holy Spirit teaches us. He guides us into truth, as well as he hears, speaks, and brings things to our remembrance. The Holy Spirit has the attributes of a person, in that the Holy Spirit has intelligence. The Holy Spirit shows emotions. And, you know, I'm not going to read these scriptural references, but I'll give it to you. As far as the Holy Spirit having intelligence, that can be seen in 1 Corinthians 2:10 through 11. The Holy Spirit shows emotions, as in he grieves and he loves the body of Christ, as in Ephesians 4:30 and Romans 15:30. The Holy Spirit has a will, as seen in Corinthians 12:11. Then we as believers can be filled with the Holy Spirit, and that is what is really of interest to me, because if we can be filled with the Holy Spirit, then the power, the might, the creativity that God has, it's like it can be downloaded into us for us to tap into and push outward and be of service to humanity. And I feel like we don't always tap into that power that God has in us, because it's like we leave it dormant. When you're not using your creativity, your originality, and all these gifts, you know what, if it's art, that's, you know, I feel like artists can paint because of the gift of the Holy Spirit in them, you know, that teaches, that makes these things lifelike. Or the person that is anointed to sing, you know, they tap into that God power of the Spirit inside of them, and then they bring that gift forward. And so as believers, we are filled with the Spirit. And that's, like I said, a lot of interest to me, because if we can be filled with the Spirit, then we can be tapped into that power. And that power gives us the ability to deliver and bring others to salvation. And all the things that Jesus did, like he healed people, you know, he taught people. He, you know, uplifted and empowered people, and he did that through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And he said these things, he that believes on me, these works I do, you will also do, and greater works than these shall you do. So in saying that, it's no time limit, because some people feel like, you know, that the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the ability to preach, whatever, that or teach or deliver or, you know, heal, that's the time limit, that was in time past. But, you know, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So these gifts are still available to us. And sometimes we do these things through prayer, to intercession, and that kind of thing. So really, to get back to Tabitha, anything she might have to put forward with that, I tap into the Spirit by being quiet and allowing the Spirit, just like Donnie McClurkin said, you know, speak to me. I allow the Spirit to speak to me. How do you tap in?
Well, I tap in. I sit still. Sometimes I fast. I love to dance. I'll put on gospel song and I'll dance. And sometimes the Lord, you know, he speaks to me through dance. There's a lot of ways, you know, that I try to tap into it, but what you don't use, you lose. So you have to learn how to tap into those, you know, into your fruits. And you have the fruits of the Holy Spirit that I wanted to talk about as well, which is your love, joy, peace, patience, as you were saying, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity.
Mm-hmm.
And those are 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit, and I wanted to talk a little bit about those. As we receive 7 special gifts of the Holy Spirit, we cooperate with the graces and gifts we receive from the Holy Spirit. We grow as followers of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We see the effect of the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives in special qualities and attitudes that we develop as we grow in faith. And that's a huge, huge point that I really want to talk about in faith. You know, you have to have faith, and you have to believe in what the Lord has in store for you,
right.
You know, no matter what you're going through. You know, sometimes people, when they're going through a lot, they just want to throw in the towel and just give up. But you have to hold on.
Right.
Because, you know, it's a time and a place for everything. And sometimes it's just not your time. It's just not your turn. And you have to be patient and wait on that. Wait on the turn. That's when your grace and your love and your patience
long-suffering.
And long-suffering and everything comes in. But if you just hold on, if you think about in your past all the things that you've been through and how far the Lord has brought you and where you are now through his grace and his mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to utilize those gifts in order to get to where you need to get to help you to push forward and push on doing the things that you need to do. And there's several different ways you can do that. You know, like I said, I meditate, I fast, and I dance. That's basically my first love. I dance. And Linda, do you have anything else that you want to say?
Well, and you know, other ways to tap in, and I think one of the most powerful ways is to pray. You know, the Holy Spirit will lead us into intercession, and the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. You know, that even brings us to the gifts of speaking in tongues, and I know a lot of denominations don't believe in that, but I do speak in tongues, and it is a power for that in me. There are times when I don't have the words to pray. You know what I'm saying? I just don't have the words, and I can start speaking in tongues, and an answer will come up from within me. And I guess that is the gift of interpretation, because the answer will come to me plainly. Now, I believe that speaking in tongues, you know, it's a time and a place for that. And to me, that's my private prayer language between me and God. And it's how I tap in the Spirit to hear from God. You know, and also, I'm like Tabitha, I meditate too. I sit quietly and I allow God to speak to me, just like Donnie McClurkin said, speak to my heart, Lord. You know, give me the words to speak. You know, I'm listening for you. And so, and also I write or journal. Sometimes I write in the person of God, Abba, I need you to speak to me. And so I'll just start writing, and it's like the Lord will say, I need you. I'm preparing. I've gotten this word in a meditation not too long ago. It's some things that I'm wanting to do. And the Lord told me, it's not your time yet. I'm preparing you. So basically he was saying to me that I need to sit still, study, and be approved. And in my time, in his divine timing, then he would bring some things forward for me. So, you know, those are ways that I tap into the Spirit. Also, you know, we tap in the Spirit because God is just so powerful and so awesome. Jesus, when he left us, as when he was resurrected and lifted from us, he said, I'll give you power from on high, and I'll place my Spirit in you, and the Comforter. So the Holy Spirit also comforts us and delivers us and brings things to our remembrance. You know, the Holy Spirit will bring, you know, when you're down and disappointed, and I'm going to tell you, this year has been trying for me. I have learned some almighty good lessons, and I have been disappointed this year too. You know, we just real on this show. I've had some major disappointments this year, and sometimes when you hit those points of disappointment, you just don't even know how you're going to go on. And sometimes even though we speak positively, name it, claim it, and all of that, but you reach a point sometimes when you be like, I can't even claim or name another thing because I'm not seeing the manifestation. But in those moments when I have been that down, the Lord has brought to my remembrance how he brought me out of other situations. And this almost makes me cry and want to shout because it's been times when, you know, I've gotten even some bad health reports, but I am still here. You know what I'm saying? And he brings to my remembrance where, you know, I'm going to be real. That, you know, I was told that maybe it would be a year or two. Well, it's been a year, and I'm going on 2 years. You know what I'm saying? So he brings to my remembrance the things that he's promised me. And one of the things he's promised me that I should live and not die because he has still yet work for me to do. He brings to remembrance those things that comes up in my spirit when I'm feeling down that will bring me to another level, a level of peace that, you know, he has me. When things have not gone the way that I planned or I thought they should be, or I just was so down and disappointed, he brought to my remembrance how he's brought me through time and time again, and that his timing is not my timing, that it's going to happen in his divine timing. It's going to transpire. Things are going to manifest for me. I just have to wait to be prepared for that. How has the Holy Spirit brought you through some things?
He's brought me through a lot as well. As we were saying, you were saying, we have had our share for the years. You know, I've had a sick daughter back in 08, and it was a really trying time for me because I was going through so many other things and, you know, having to go stay at the hospital and trying to make sure that my insurance is still covered because you have to work so many hours in order. Then you're worrying about your daughter and so many things like that. But he said, tap to be still and know that I am God. Mm. Know that I am who I am.
Yeah.
And once I realized that, and it took me a minute, because I, you know, a lot of people question, why me, Lord? Why me? Well, why not? Jesus went through everything, so you're going to go through some things as well to get to where you're trying to get to. And if you don't go through anything, you can't be a testimony.
Right.
To have people to understand and know that you're still holding on and you're able to go through to get to. You know, because life is not going to be a box of chocolates. It's not going to be always sweet.
No,
it's not. But it's all in how you handle it, all in how you walk the walk and show. And you can set an example for others. When they see that you're going through what you're going through, and sometimes people don't even know that you're going through what you're going through.
Right.
And they'll say, girl, I couldn't even tell you were going through all of that. But it's not in what you're going through, is how you handle it.
Right.
And you can persevere through anything.
And those are gifts of the Holy Spirit.
And those are the
perseverance, yes. That long-suffering, that joy, even in the midst of whatever trial you're going through, that joy, that comes from the dwelling of the Holy Spirit. And that gift you know, it comes forth out of you.
The patience.
Self-control,
you know, the faithfulness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, you know, just being patient. You know, it's very hard.
It's very hard.
to have patience. You know, but once you do, I think you can withstand through so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always tell people, while you're worrying about it, the Lord has already fixed it.
Ooh,
it's
girl.
Already done.
Speak to that's it. What did they say? Speak to my heart, girl.
That's right. You know, it's already taken care of. You know, so I know some of you are going through a lot out there, and just know that He has got it under control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. He's already fixed it. And I know you say, well, Tabitha, that's easier said than done. But I'm a living testimony that you can make it through.
Yes, I think that we both are living testimonies to the power of God in you. You know, because, you know, Tabitha and I both do a lot of things. Some things I think for some Christians may even be like, well, is that, you know, even the freedom that I have in Christ to not be ruled by dogma and religion.
Yes.
To that freedom to flow with the Spirit.
If
the Spirit of God in me will tell me when, you know, you're going too far.
Yeah.
You know, there's that little still small voice in you that said, no, you can't go here. You can't do this. Or, you know, when you've spoken out of turn and then something in you says, I shouldn't have said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the power of the Spirit in you. Then it's also that positive part of the Spirit that you just are downloaded with these creative ideas.
Yes.
If you're a writer, you get the words. They are, like, downloaded, and you got to get them out of you.
Yes.
It's that fire burning inside of you with that creativity or whatever it is. That is the power of the Holy Spirit that we're saying that you can tap into to do whatever it is that you want to do. You know, I'm trying to write some things, and sometimes I have a writer's block. I just can't get it out like I need to. Then I can pray about it, and the next day or the next couple of hours, things will just be downloaded creatively. And even Tabitha and I and some of the things that we're trying and aspiring to do, the creativity is just coming through. We both are, you know, and we talk about this Reiki Masters. And Reiki, just to let people know, is really nothing more than touch. And, you know, it takes down the stress. And for me, you know, it's how the Holy Spirit is poured through me. Because during a session for me, I pray for you through the, you know, through the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit, sometimes during my sessions, will show me things about people, show me things that they're going through, and I'll start saying things. Show me where they're holding pain in their body because of maybe a trauma. It'll just come to me through the power of the Holy Spirit. So, you know, and He said, lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And a lot of people don't believe that those things that Jesus did and the day that he laid hands on people, He spoke to them. And, you know, demons came out of them. He raised the dead through the spoken word, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I feel like we put God in a box when we say that those things are not available to us today. Can't be, because the Lord said, Jesus said, these things I do, you should do also. So if that, and He also said that, you know, like I said before, that I'm the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever, meaning that there is no time limit to the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we just don't know how always, and we got to say that, we don't always know how to tap into that Spirit to produce and to have the manifestations. What do you think about that?
I think that it's fear.
It's fear.
Because people look at you so differently when you say, I'm going to lay my hands on you,
right,
or I'm going to pray for you with laying on the hands. You know, people think it's taboo, you know,
mm-hmm.
actually, you know, they look at you in a different light. But, you know, I try to explain that you can do these things also.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no better than you. You're no better than me. Jesus loves us all the same.
Right.
And, you know, you can do it as well. But it's just setting that mindset. As we say, we try to empower you, teach you, and encourage you to to think, to take your mind to another level, to another realm where you can open up and tap into different things in life.
And the power of God.
And the power of God.
That's tapping into your
within.
God power. That's
yes.
in you. Yes.
Yes. Well, you know, and that is really, like I said, what we're about is helping you to expand. Because really, you know, the Holy Spirit, God has dimensions, different dimensions. And, you know, when you first became a Christian, you just think about this, how you just, you know, maybe you prayed and you were in a maybe a beginner's level of what God could do for you. But as you became older, as you went through some trials, met people, you started getting the gift. Now, something ain't right about her, or I don't know what it is, but we don't jive. But these different dimensions, his wisdom has started to be imparted. You know, when you're going to do a business deal and you got this thing saying, ooh, I don't know about this. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel this person far as this deal. I don't think I'm going to do it. Don't denounce that still small voice in you. That is the power of God in you, telling you. And it has taken me many years that I didn't realize that when I got those little messages from that still small voice in you, that was the Holy Spirit. That was God's wisdom coming through to me. It's been times, even lately, that, you know, I denied what God was telling me about somebody, and I missed the cue. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And you don't beat yourself up, but what you do is learn from that experience to go on, and it just helps you be better. You know, this, to me, failure is failure when you didn't learn anything from it.
Exactly.
When you've fallen, when you've made a mistake, if you don't take the time to say, you know, I pray about that. God, what was I supposed to learn here? And he will bring that up in your spirit. And, you know, some people say, well, God doesn't speak to me. Yes, he is, and he speaks through you through the Holy Spirit. It's that still small voice in you that, you know, cautions you, that tells you or tells you go full speed ahead. Walk this way. You know, it's that voice. Do you have those experiences where you had that voice in you?
Yes. Sometimes on a daily. On a daily basis.
Hourly.
Yes, and you really have to listen to it. And I think wisdom comes with age.
Mm-hmm.
And once you hear that voice so many times and you didn't listen and you get stung a couple of times, you kind of sit back and say, okay, I think I need to listen to what the Lord is trying to tell me. You know, I joke about it, but it's very serious, you know, because he's not going to tell you wrong.
No.
He's going to tell you right, and you just need to take the time to actually listen and do what he tells you to do, because he's going to lead you the right way. You may not want to go that way, but sometimes the way you don't want to go is the way that you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've learned that from experience. You know, sometimes you want what you want, but the thing that you want is not always good for you.
Yeah, hello.
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 Yes. So listen to that inner voice. You know, having fear of the Lord, you know, that's number 7, actually, on the Holy Spirit gifts. And I think that, to me, that's false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people have fear. You know, a lot of people have fear, and I think once you get over that fear, you can persevere to move into tapping into things, and once you feel comfortable. But you have to take it a day at a time. It's not going to come overnight.
No.
You know, it's not going to come overnight, but you just keep trusting and believing in God, and everything will work out. And if you think about it, like I said, going back to your past, everything that he's brought you through, you know, you're doing fine now.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just taking you to the next level. And he loves you so much, and he wants you to open up to him. Sometimes we don't, when we pray. You know, my pastor said we'll pray, and then we'll say, okay, amen. And we shut him off. And he's trying to have a two-way conversation. He's trying to tell you something, but you've cut him off with amen.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes after you pray, you kind of need to linger around a little bit and listen to what he's trying to tell you, because it's something that he wants to say, and you're saying, God hasn't answered my prayers. He hasn't answered my prayers. Well, you said amen. you cut the conversation off. You know, and sometimes he's going to give you an answer, but it's not always what you want it to be.
Ooh, amen to that.
Yes.
I've had to deal with that recently.
Yes.
Yes. And sometimes, you know, like that was a good point, and I've said that before, that prayer is a two-way conversation.
Yes.
And so when you pray, just like you said,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of times we list these demands and these desires to God, and Lord, I want, you give him your Santa
yes.
Claus wish list,
yes, exactly.
And then you say amen. Well, and it's suppose you're asking God for an answer to something. Well, when you said amen and got up, you just cut off the conversation. That's like walking away from somebody that's talking to you when the old folks used to say, you need to tarry there.
Yes.
You
got
to tarry and allow the Lord to speak to you in that place. Because it's when you wait for that answer, I'm telling you, anything, he desires only good gifts for his children. So if you come into him with an earnest desire for an answer, he is going to give it to you. He really is. And it may not be what you want, because trust me, these last few weeks I have had a no, definitely no. And I was disappointed, I ain't going to lie, you know, because I'm real and transparent on this show, really disappointed about that he had told me no about something. And it was like, well, Lord, but you know what? I really feel like he said to me, no, because, you know, there are dimensions I'm taking you and places that I'm taking you that, and, you know, I'm going to be there. You can't go with this person.
Right.
I'm going to just put it right there. Because they're not ready to go there, okay? And it is what it is. And I had to listen to that no in my spirit. But then at the same token, you know, I'm not ready to go in the direction that person is going either.
Right.
We're going in two different directions. I have a very open and liberal mindset about God and who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe anything about putting God in a box. Because when we put God in a box, you know, through our perception of who God is, and if you still believing that God is up in the sky, which, you know, they ain't saying that he ain't, but he's this old man just waiting for you to get wrong, you know, with the beard, waiting for you to do something wrong. God, there is another dimension to God, and I just want to tell you that he is your father, and he loves you. And the kind of love that is so much deeper, it's an agape love. It's a love that is never ending. And, you know, even when in this week, last 2 weeks, when I have felt like, God, he has always come to me in that quiet moment and said, and I love you with the love that is unconditional,
yes.
That is never ending, that you can always depend on, no matter who, what comes, leaves, and comes out of your life. I am here.
Yes.
I'm still here. And I'm going to be with you. There is no dimension and no time limit on how long I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with you forever and past that.
Right.
And my love just keeps on renewing and filling over and over again, and it outpours to you. You know, and you get those kind of downloads when you have tapped in to the Spirit of God in you to know that. And it's annoying. And then when you have those moments when you just don't know what to do, and he downloads the wisdom, and then he gives you a peace about it. You know, you've been worrying about it. You've been praying about it. You've been crying about it. And I have had those moments, even recently, that a peace about the whole situation in the middle of me crying about it just comes over my spirit. That's the power of God. Have you had those moments?
Yes, and then sometimes there's always a ram in the bush.
There's always a ram in the bush.
You know, he'll send you that one what you prayed about, and they'll just start speaking on the answer of everything that you need to hear. And our God is so good. He's so awesome.
He is.
He's so awesome, and I'm just blessed to know him.
Mm.
You know, blessed. Thank God I was instilled in me.
Yeah.
You know, but just knowing that he is who he is and sending that ram in the bush from time to time. It could be sometimes it's people you don't even know. You could be in a restaurant or you could be somewhere in a store, and then a conversation will just come up and you'll just look up and say, thank you.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
You gave me the answer that I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes the gut, he'll just send that ram.
Girl.
You know, he comes in so many ways, forms, and fashions to let you know who he is. You know, sometimes you can go to the lake and the way the water waves through and
hello.
The breeze will hit you on the face. You just know everything's going to be okay.
Girl.
Yes.
And I, you know, that power of, you know, when you just sit quiet, I can remember sitting on a beach and Tabitha was with me and God just downloaded to me on that beach and it was like he was walking with me. I so felt his presence so strongly, and this has happened more than one time, but this time in particular, I just felt him so so surreal, like he was just holding me close to him, and I was having this experience and this relationship with him. And really that is through the power of the Holy Spirit, that what you have with God is not about rules and regulations, but it's about a relationship. And the Holy Spirit is like a conduit for that relationship to occur, and it's this person, this intermediary between you and God that'll, this is what the Lord is saying now. This is where you should go. This is how you should walk. I need you to do this. This is the download for maybe you have a project at work and you just, it's like it comes through you out of nowhere. This is where that comes through that power of the Holy Spirit. And one of the things we talked about is through prayer, through meditation, through quietly listening to God. I even talked about, you know, I journal and I'll let God talk to me through the journal. And it's, and I write in the journal as if God is talking to me, and things will be downloaded in the journal. Another thing is to the desire to be filled with the power of God in you through the Holy Spirit. You have to have a desire, like Psalm says, I long for you like the deer panteth for the water. There has to be a strong desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And Tabitha talked about fear, because sometimes we don't go a little further in God because we're fearful of things. And you have to release your will to the will of God. I even experienced that in the last couple of weeks, that I had to release my plans, my desires, my goals, and basically everything that I wanted, my dreams, I surrendered them to God. Like, what is the will you have for my life, Lord? Let me walk in that will, because if I walk in your divine will, it's going to be right. It's going to be good. How do you, what's your thoughts on that, Tabitha?
I agree with that, and I just want to challenge you all to release your fears and try it for, I'll say, what, about 20 days? Mm-hmm. Try to just release it, and we would love to have your feedback on you just releasing your fears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just do it.
Like we
don't
said.
Talk about it. Just do it for once and see the change and the turnaround that God has in store for you, because he always has your back.
Always.
Your front, your back, your side. He has you all the way around. So sometimes you just have to let go and let God. And letting go and let God is releasing that fear. I'm going to do it. You know, I have to do it. You know, I'm not perfect. You know, I still sometimes, you know, think about things. And then I have to look back again at the past and what he's brought me through and release it. So we're going to all do this challenge together for about 20 days. We're going to release our fears, and we would love for you to give us your feedback on it, because we love to encourage, teach, and empower. This is what we this is our purpose here, as taking you higher, making you think and come outside of your box, outside of your realm, stepping out for once. And once you release so many things, you feel this just a burden lifted up off of you. You know, and it's not easy, but you take it day by day. That's why we've given you 20 days.
Yes.
20 days. It can't happen overnight. And we challenge you to do this.
Okay. You know, and we don't always do this, but I feel like I'm going to lead us in a prayer of surrender. And then we'll probably, I'll see if Tabitha has any other words to say with this. But, you know, Father God, we just ask you today as we speak and as our audience listens, that we will release our fears. And if our fears don't come up, what am I fearful about? If it just doesn't come to you, Lord, we know through the Holy Spirit, you will bring to somebody's remembrance the thing that they are most fearful of, and we release those to you. And also, Lord, we surrender our will to your will. What is your will for our lives? We ask that you make that plain to us, that we see that. And, Lord, we give our hopes, our desires, and our dreams. We lay them at the altar for you to do as you will in our lives. Lord, we open up ourselves to the power of the Holy Spirit in us, for that power and that for the Holy Spirit to guide, direct, provide, and show us your will, Lord. These blessings we lift up to you. And, Lord, we know that is so, because we believe it. And you said whenever we come to you asking anything in righteousness, you will give it to us. So we know that this is an already heard and an already done prayer, and we thank you for that. And we say in our spirits, so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. Well, it has been great. We kind of went over some things with the Holy Spirit. This is Soul in the City. And we inspire you to go higher and higher in the Spirit. And we challenge you this week to be led by the Holy Spirit, to surrender your will to God and to face, even if it's just one fear. And today is the 8th, so we said this is a 20-day challenge. We want to hear your feedback. So the day that, you know, any time during this time, but the 28th would be the day that, not that we stop, but that you began again and that you work through. Allow the Spirit, take time each day to just be quiet and let God speak to you. That's one thing we challenge you to do. We challenge you to, and we're going to be doing these things too, and we're going to be talking about it over the next few weeks, what we've, how we've gone through some things. We challenge you to face one thing at least that you're fearful about. Give it over to God and release it, and then start walking in the power of God in you, meaning that you walk away or walk past that fear, and then to release your will to God's will. And as we're doing these things and as we challenge ourselves to do these things, we are covered that God is going to provide for us and show us miraculous things. And we want to hear your feedback. We want to hear what God is doing in your lives as you tap into the Spirit of God in you. So I'm going to see if Tabitha, you got any other?
Yes, I just want to remind you to be still. And stop cutting off the two-way conversation.
There you go, there you go.
And listen to what he has to say to you. It has been a true pleasure and honor talking with you all today and spending this time with you, Linda. And we're going to end back with Donnie McClurkin on Speak to My Heart. And until next week, you all take care. Be blessed.
And this is Soul in the City, where we inspire you to go higher and higher in the Spirit. Have a blessed week. Take care.
into my heart, Lord. Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
If I can hear
from you,
if I can hear,
then I know what,
then I know what.